This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher.
William Shakespeare's birthday is coming up on April 23rd. Actually, he was born in 1564, so that'll make his 450th birthday. He died, incidentally, on April 23rd as well, in 1616 at the age of 52. Those dates are a little fuzzy, but that's what most people seem to agree to.
Eugene is home to a family named Shakespeare. Intrigued by their name, I spoke recently with two family members, Zach, an eighth grader at Roosevelt Middle School, and his mother, Christy.
Their names aren't spelled exactly the same way as the bard's is. They don't have an E at the end of Shakespeare. What's the relationship, Zach?
The relationship is a great-great-great cousin.
William Shakespeare himself had only one son, and that son did not live to adulthood. So the lineage directly from William Shakespeare does not extend further in that particular line. All of the Shakespeares that are related to William Shakespeare himself would be from a sibling or the father and uncle to William Shakespeare himself.
Do you have any idea how that last E got dropped, either of you?
From the information that we have gathered, it's flip-flopped in between having the E and losing the E. It stabilized a little bit for several generations, and then it fell off again.
The tale that we have in the family is when our lineage immigrated to the United States, they dropped the E in the ocean.
Most of the Shakespeare clan, at least from my dad and my grandfather, lives around Utah and around that area. So when we get together for our Shakespeare family reunions, it's a very big crowd that all have Shakespeare or had the maiden name Shakespeare. William Shakespeare was sort of looked down upon and was at the bottom of the social ladder because I understand in Victorian England there were very negative views about actors in general, so being a part of that was probably frowned upon, but he came to be one of the most revered and respected, quote-unquote, worshipped writers of that time period. In my drama class, we talked about some of the controversies revolving around Shakespeare, and somebody brought up the fact that some people think that Shakespeare didn't write all of his plays because it would have made him the most prolific playwright of that time period.
Christy, how has the fact that you have the same name, what kinds of things have come up in your life as a result of the fact that your family now, your husband's family and Zach, have the name, and of course you've taken it on too?
Mostly people just comment about how cool the name is and ask if we're really related to William Shakespeare.
And Zach, how has it impacted you?
At school, there's a whole range of people who really believe it and some people who are like, eh. So it's sort of like, yep, I am. I have the pedigree.
So Zach, has it influenced your interest in William Shakespeare and his writings?
It has. I performed one of his pieces, Taming of the Shrew, which is one of his comedies, and I've read a couple of his tragedies, which have been edited to make them more geared towards a younger audience.
Is the fact that you are descended from William Shakespeare, is that going to influence your life in other ways, you think, as you go forward?
Well, it's kind of funny because when I was in elementary school, I was a big science person. And going through middle school, as my mom has repeatedly told me, it's amazing that I went from being the science guy into someone with interest in fine arts. As I go through high school, I'm going to be looking for opportunities to do some more drama, possibly even Shakespeare, although other plays would be excellent as well. Also continuing study of English literature in order to read about classics and learn how to integrate those classical elements into my own writing to make them even better.
Ah, the next Shakespeare.
I'd like to think so.
Would you have preferred to be called William Shakespeare?
No, I wouldn't.
Do you ever wish your name was John Smith?
No.
Zach Shakespeare, an eighth grader at Eugene Forget's Roosevelt Middle School. He's a distant cousin of the bard. We spoke with Zach and his mother, Christy, recently. I'm Claude Offenbacher.